battle with the Sabbath. In my little silly youth message, we all battle with the Sabbath. Sabbath meaning rest. Do you take enough of time to rest in your life? Huh? Well, huh? Do you? Yeah, I hope so. I'm going to share with you from Mark's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 23, up through chapter 3, verse 6. Jesus is having a discussion about the Sabbath, which means rest. One day, as Jesus was walking through some grain fields, his disciples began breaking off heads of wheat. Some translations say heads of corn. It doesn't matter which translation you use. What they were doing is they were breaking the Sabbath law by picking fruit off of the vines as they walked. But the Pharisees said to Jesus, "Hey, you shouldn't be doing that. You know it's against the law to work by harvesting grain on the Sabbath." But Jesus replied, red letter edition, "Haven't you ever read the scriptures of what King David did when he and his companions were hungry? He went into the house of God, or the tabernacle, during the days of Abiathar, the high priest, and he ate the special show bread reserved for the priest alone. And he gave some to his companions." That was breaking the law too. And he said to them, "You know, the Sabbath was made to benefit people, not people to benefit the Sabbath. And I, the Son of Man, am a master even of the Sabbath." Well, a lot of his disciples knew that he was probably God manifested in the flesh, but the Pharisees didn't know that Jesus was God right there with them. So when he said, "The Son of Man, I am master even of the Sabbath." And then picking back up in chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. "So Jesus went into the synagogue again and noticed a man with a deformed hand. And since it was the Sabbath, Jesus' enemies watched him very closely. Would he heal the man's hand on the Sabbath? And if they did, they planned to condemn him." And Jesus said to the man, "Hey, come here, stand up in front of everyone." Then he turned to his critics and asked, "Is it legal to do good deeds on the Sabbath, or is it a day for doing harm? Is this a day to save life or destroy it?" But they wouldn't answer him, and he looked around at them angrily. Jesus did get angry by not following through with crazy anger, but he did. He turned the table of the money changers in the temple because they were violating the principle. So he was angry, and he said to them, "Reach out your hand." And the man reached out his hand, and it became normal again. At once, the Pharisees went away and met with the supporters of Herod to discuss plans to kill him. May God add his blessings to the reading, hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.